Villarreal has it. Kicks it out to Kramer. Kramer back to Bassich. Bassich trying to drive on check. Nowhere to go. Gives it to Kramer. Back to Villarreal. Villarreal fakes the three. Drives in. Misses everything on the layup. But there's Gilbert with the easy rebound and layup. So Arrowhead strikes first blood on a rebound layup from Jace Gilbert. Cook has the ball. He's driving now to his left. Cook. Beautiful shot. It's good. And the foul. A nice little drive there by Tyron Cook. Austin Villarreal gets his first foul. Not much contact there, but enough to So Cook looking to break the early tie with this free throw. And it's good. 3-2 Blackshirt, 16-27 left in the first. As Kramer dribbles it up for the Warhawks, guarded by Moros. Gets it back to Recchi now, top of the key. Recchi over to Bassich. Back over to Villarreal. Ball loses control. Manages to kick it over to Recchi in the wing. Recchi to Gilbert. Oh, Gilbert loses the handle. Good defense there by Carrico. Check gets the outlet for Moros. Nowhere to go. Kicks it back out to Moros. Now to Cook, top of the key. Cook tries. Cook. Oh, off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Gilbert. Thought there might have been a foul there, but no call. Villarreal all by himself for a three in the wing. It's good. So it's a 5-3 Warhawk lead. After the three in transition by Villarreal, Cook goes around to Crinkle pick. Back to Crinkle. Crinkle looks free, fakes, comes in, kicks it back out to Robinson. Robinson on the left wing. Guarded. Robinson with a long deuce. That's off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Kramer. And here come the Warhawks, a long three, in and out, rebounded by Check. Here comes Tyron Cook in the right backcourt. Kicks it over to Robinson, to Karinko with the right wing. Check's got it in the corner now. Check, he's going to go all the way in for the layup. Check, right-handed layup on the left-hand side. A great little play by Ethan Check. The scoop on Ethan, Johnny, as he always scores early, does really well scoring early. If you were to tell him the game just started throughout the game, he could have a career night. Bassett has it now, guided by Check. A nice little dish to Gilbert. Gilbert gets fouled from behind by Moros. That's Charlie's first, team second. Scores tied at 5, 14:45 remaining. So they force Gilbert to the charity stripe. Would have been an easy layup, but Moros hammered him from behind. First free throw by Gilbert is good. 3 points so far for the football phenom. The North Star defector is derisively known as. Second from Gilbert. That's good. I say like what, Johnny? Oh, yeah. We could say carpetbagger. Check dribbling up now. Blackshirt's trailing 7-5 to Arrowhead. Cook has the ball, 14:36 remaining. Cook back to Check, coming out of the corner. No, he comes back to the corner. Tommy, now to Moros. Whoa, Moros gets the ball knocked away, but he hangs on. The ball is tipped. He's got it in his own backcourt. Kramer knocked it away. Moros gets it over to Check. Check in the right wing. Now to Carrico, the right wing. Carrico, little bouncer to Cook down to the post. Cook in order to go back to Carrico. Back to Cook. Cook finds a little lane. He pulls up. Oh, can't get the handle, but he's fighting for the rebound, but Gilbert overpowers him. Here comes Kramer. Kramer to Villarreal. All alone for three from the corner. In and out from Villarreal. Oh, but what a rebound by Gilbert, busting that away from Carrico. It looked like Carrico had a handle on that, but Gilbert snuck in from underneath. Great play by Gilbert. Check with the layup. Yes, Ethan Check with a ballsy move. Splitting the difference against three or four. Warhawks are 9-7, Arrowhead. Kramer now for Recchi. Recchi driving on Robinson. He gets fouled and the basket. Recchi showing his strength in that move. Recchi's first bucket of the game. You know, Johnny, Robinson fouled him enough that he should have made that shot, but that shows you the strength of Recchi.
Yeah, that was a lot of
some substitutions. Jack Tadioka is going to come in for Tommy Carrico. Three team fouls in the black shirts against one Firehead. Jace Gilbert's going to come out, so is Kramer. But coming in is Sam Leone, I'm trying to get the other player here. That's off. That's rebounded. Oh, we have the number looks like it's 34. Garrett Sexton comes in. Sexton had a big game against the Blackhawks. Tanioka gets the call there. I thought Sexton might have traveled there, Johnny. But Arrowhead maintains the ball to miss free throw. Oh, and a dunk by Recky. A statement jam coming from the corner. 13-7 Arrowhead, 13-20 remaining. First half. Check has it. Over to Tanioka. Tanioka dribbles back to Check now. Over to Robinson in the right backcourt. Over to Burroughs in the right wing. Now Cook has it. Cook top of the key. Yes, Tyron Cook for two. That's five for the senior, Ball State guard, as Leone dribbles it up. Oh, nice little give to Recky. Kicks it out to Bassish. Bassish, over we go. He kicks it out to Leone. Back to Bassish for a long three. Oh, it's back to the rim. Rebounded. Back to Leone. Over to Recky for three from the left wing. Yes! Recky scoring from everywhere. That's seven for him now. 16-9. Arrowhead, 12:35 in the first. Robinson dribbling up slowly, guarded by Villarreal. He goes around to Moreau's pick. Nowhere really to go for Robinson. Gives up this dribble, gets it back to Moreau's, just barely. Moreau's over to Check. Check now to Cook. Cook guarded by Recky. Cook driving, pulls off the shot from Cook. That's off the rim. And that's all Sexton. Giving it over to Bassich. Bassich dribbling up. He's got Recky in the right wing, guarded by Robinson. Recky goes around a pick by Sexton, now guarded by Tanioka. Leaves Sexton all alone, but he can't get the handle. Oh, he gets his own miss. And Cook gets rebound to Robinson. Robinson in a one-on-one situation against Recky, and Robinson can't get it to go. Can't get his own rebound. Oh, a fight in the corner, but it remains Blackshirt ball. Refs say it went off Bassich. I thought it might have went off Robinson. Bassich does not like the call, and yeah, I have to say I agree. So a friendly call for the Blackshirts here in the visiting court as Robinson inbounds to Burroughs. Over to Check on the right backcourt. Now to Tanioka in the corner. Guarded by Sexton. Tanioka now dribbles up. Gives it to Robinson. Robinson nowhere to go. Nope. Robinson then moves out of it. Comes right in. Robinson can't get it to fall. Couldn't get the rebound. Bassich has it. Over to Leone in the left wing. Leone driving. Over to Bassich. Bassich really guarded by Check. He gets it over to Recky, all alone for three. Yes, from Recky, another three. You can't leave him alone like that, Johnny. 10 points already. 11-10 remaining. It's also a 10-point lead for Arrowhead. 19-9 as Cook gets the ball from Check. Robinson now has it over to Moreau's to Tanioka. Tanioka dribbles to the center. Top of the key. Gets it over to Cook. Cook over to Tanioka in the corner for three. Tanioka off the front of the rim and rebounded by Bassich. Bassich to Leone. Back to Recky for a long three. And that's good. He had a hand in his face and everything. And finally, Coach Richter calls a timeout, trailing 22-9 with 10:39 remaining. We're going to take a quick timeout too, Calvin, here on the Blackshirt Sports Radio Network.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cans of water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country, and public education, knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Finish your high school diploma.
Okay, welcome back to Craig Hazy Court here at Arrowhead High School. Blackshirts will inbound now, trailing 22-9 after a barrage of points by Arrowhead. I believe that could be 9 straight points, excuse me. Check to Tanioka, top of the key. Back to Check, top of the key. Check guarded by Bassich there. Gives it over to Cook, who comes around. Cook now to the top of the key. Gives it to Trey Duncan now in the game for Daniel Robinson. Evan Stout in the game, too, for the Blackshirts. Cook, nowhere to go. Ball gets taken away. Just stripped away by Recky. Recky unravels the ball. He kicks it over. The ball gets knocked out of bounds. Looks like it was knocked off by Tanioka. Arrowhead ball. Good hustle by Tanioka, stripping that ball away. So Stout came in for Moroz. Duncan came in for Robinson. Stout guarding Recky now. Recky pushing his way in. Stout staying with him. Good job by Stout as Recky kicks it back out to Bassich. Bassich in the corner. So number one, who's now in the game, Trip Walsh. Bassich, oh! Leone doesn't see the tough pass from Bassich. Goes out of bounds. It sure did, Johnny. So Jack will inbound. Blackshirt's trailing 22-9. 9:46 remaining in the first half. Duncan has the ball from Check in the corner. Duncan over to Cook. Cook guarded by Recky. Cook back to Check. Duncan has it out. Duncan drives, pulls up, shot by Duncan. Off the front of the rim and rebounded by Trip Walsh. Walsh to Bassich on the outlet. Here comes Arrowhead. Walsh wide open. Stout's going to take him now. Cook will take Recky. Oh, great defense by Tanioka and Check. Tanioka trying to get Check the ball, but Trip Walsh literally steals it away. Heads up play there by Trip Walsh from Arrowhead coming off the bench here. Leone over to Recky, guarded by Cook. Great little spin move by Recky. Can't get the ball to foul as Cook commits the foul. That's Tyron's first. It's a team fifth.
What do you think, Don? A lot going on here.
Sure is. You know, I think we just got to be more patient on offense. Try to wear this Arrowhead team out. As Recky makes the first one, finds its way in the basket after a little roll around. That's 11 for Luke Recky, the 6'5 senior. As Sexton goes out, and number five, Jacob Waita comes in, the 6'3 senior, 225-pound senior. Waita's got game. Second free throw from Recky is nothing but that. So it's now 24-9, a 15-point Arrowhead lead. 9:03 remaining in the first half. Robinson inbounds to Cook. Stout has the ball in the corner. Stout driving on Walsh, gives it back to Robinson, top of the key, over the corner to Tanioka. Good movement now by the Blackshirts. Cook has it. Kicks it to Tanioka. Tanioka for three. Off the front of the rim. And Leone gets the rebound. Here comes Kramer. Arrowhead coming in transition. Kramer kicks it over to Villarreal, top of the key. Blackshirts have moved to his own defense now. Looks like a 2-3. Villarreal in the left wing kicks it back to Leone near the A, near the center of the court. Kramer now has it in the right backcourt. Now Villarreal has it in the corner. He's driving in. He kicks it over to Walsh in the corner. Kramer, top of the key. Kramer to Villarreal. He travels before the move. Tried penetrating the zone defense with a drive, but offered up an extra step there in the ref's opinion. So Stout will inbound to Cook. 24-9 is your score. 8:06 remaining in the first half here in favor of the home team Warhawks of Arrowhead. Cook now over the wing to Duncan. Duncan looking around. Dribbles now to center court. Gets it to Robinson. Robinson, top of the key. Not nowhere really to go here. Robinson's going to drive. And he gets fouled before the shot. It looks like that's going to be a Villarreal, which is his second. No, it's a... Sam Leone gets the call. His first foul. That's only the team's second foul for Arrowhead. As Tommy Krinkle comes in for Jack Tanioka. Inbound to Cook in the corner. The left corner here, guarded heavily. Spins around, pulls up, shot by Cook. Yes, a beautiful banker with a big hand in his face. Great play by Tyron Cook, who now has 7 points here. 24-11, 7:31 remaining. Blackshirt's trying to chip away at this commanding Arrowhead lead. Walsh dishes it down, now kicks it back out. A long save from Vieira, way off, but a foul after the shot. It looks like that's on Evan Stout. It looks like Villarreal will go for three. So tough play there by Stout. As Villarreal missed everything. That's it. Yep, just a little too friendly there. Yeah, Villarreal's already cashed in. He's cashed in one. So Stout gets his first foul. He's going to go out that 16th foul zone. A little overzealous there by the junior. All-classic 8 football player. Inbound to Leone. Back to Walsh. Ball gets knocked out of bounds by Check. Good strip there. Thought he might have gotten it off of Walsh's knee there. Charlie Morales also came back in. Looks like he came in for Duncan. As Kramer gets the inbound, he's at the top of the key, top of the court. Guarded by it. Again, it's a zone defense. I like that the Blackshirts are doing this. They're minimizing the opportunities for Arrowhead in the paint, which I like. As we see Recky and maybe Gilbert getting ready to go back in for Arrowhead. So just swinging it around the perimeter. Villarreal has it in the corner. Dribbles, gives it back to Leone. Leone now dribbles from the left wing back to top, gets over to Kramer. Kramer all the way to Villarreal. Villarreal shoots the three. Yes, for Villarreal. Burroughs had a hand in his face, but not close enough. A great release. That's Villarreal's second three. 27-11. So we're calling a foul on the floor. Kramer gets his first foul. They're hooking Tyron Cook. So I stand corrected that foul by Stout was not a shooting foul. It was a side out. It happened after the shot, I think.
Right.
So Blackshirts, Morales went out for the Blackshirts after the foul. Three team fouls. Inbound to Carrico, guarded by Gilbert now, who's back in the game. Carrico, looking for a teammate, gets it to Morales in the right wing. Back to Check, right back court. Check coming to the center now. Gives it to Robinson. Robinson for a long three. That's not the back of the rim. Rebound to my Check. Check back to Cook. Cook to the key. Cook dribbling out to the right, guarded by Recky. Carrico now has it top of the key from Cook, guarded by Gilbert. Arrowhead stays in its man defense. Check's going to drive. He's going to move it in. Check. Yes, a beautiful spin by Ethan Check. What a heck of a play. 6 points for Check now. 27-13, 5:50 remaining in the first half. As Kramer dribbles up for Arrowhead, facing a 2-3 Blackshirt zone. Another three for Villarreal. Yes! He cannot leave him alone, Johnny. Three trays. 30-13 now. 5:35 remaining in favor of the Warhawks. Robinson now dribbling. Nowhere really to go. Kicks it back out to Check. Check to Morales. Morales to Robinson. Carrico now over to Check. Check to Cook now. This time he's guarded by Villarreal. Goes around and picked by Carrico. I think, yep, Cook, a great little spin. He's going to put it up. Yes, retired Cook. A nice little swisher from 8 feet out over the outstretched hands of Jace Gilbert. 30-15 with 5:05 remaining. Kramer has the ball now for Arrowhead dribbling. Gets the zone. Gets it over to Recky in the wing. Recky for three. Oh, off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Bassage. Back to Recky into the corner for Villarreal. Villarreal fakes three. He goes in, gives to Gilbert. Gilbert underneath. No problem on that one. Great little give and go. Great penetration there by Villarreal. Creates the opportunity for Gilbert, who now has 8 points. A beautiful assist by Villarreal. 32-15 with 4:35 remaining. Brinkle has it in the left wing. Back to Check. Top of the key. Check guarded by Bassage. Check's going to... Nope. Kicks it out to Cook in the corner. Cook goes around a Crinkle pick. Crinkle all alone for three. Crinkle, oh, in and out. And rebounded there by Kramer. Kramer to Villarreal arriving. Villarreal charges. A great shank. Great play by Ethan Check. That's two on Villarreal. That's 14 fouls for Arrowhead with 4:13 remaining. That versus six against the Blackshirts. Great play by Ethan Check. Villarreal really had nowhere to go. He goes out. And coming back in is Leone. 4:07 and counting. Blackshirts trying to chip away at this lead before the half. Making a respectable 10. Barranco from the corner to Check. Check's going to drive. Nowhere to go. He uses Gilbert as a pick. Check with a great play. Switching hands to the left. 8 for Check. 32-17. And with Cook being heavily covered, mostly by Recky, it's great that Check is answering the bell for the Blackshirts. And now you, Recky makes it down. From Kramer to Recky. That was insane. Robinson out top of the key for Moros in the right wing. Cook for three. Yes, from Tyron Cook. No, they just called it two. 34-19, 3:17 remaining. Blackshirt's looking to get a few stops here. Oh, Robinson makes a great little strip and go. He gets it. He's coming in. Yes. Great individual effort by Tyron Cook. It's 34-21. Very athletic play there by the All-State senior guard, number zero. Kramer over to Bassett, all the way across court to Leone. Back to Kramer, top of the key, back to Leone. Heavy pressure now for the Blackshirt zone. Really trying to pick away the ball. Gilbert has it out. Gilbert all the way across court. And they set up a three, no good, but rebounded by Recky. And Check gets a call in the final second. He was really hacking away there, Recky. I knew they were going to call that. I don't know if Recky's the kind of guy you want to frustrate. And with Check on fire, too, we don't want to get him in foul trouble. As Sexton's going to come in for somebody. Yeah, he's going to relieve Gilbert. So the North Star Carpetbagger will come back to the bench. Has 8 points so far. Good game so far for the 6'5", 270-pound junior. Recky goes the line. It's 1-1. Let's see if he gets the bonus here. Oh, in and out. A rare miss for Recky. So Blackshirts have a chance to narrow the lead some more here as Cook dribbles up, 2:26 and counting. Cook to Moros in the right wing. Moros to Karinko, right back. Oh, Karinko almost loses the ball. Sexton gets it back. Oh, pass to Robinson, knocked away by Bassett. Good hands there by the Arrowhead defense. Johnny, check out that student section. They're packed in there like sardines. Some of them left to get the concessions for half, but that whole section was all packed in. See some fatheads coming out now. Robinson will inbound from the right side. Tadioka in for Karinko. Cook gets the inbound right backcourt, guarded by Recky still. Tadioka coming to set a pick. Cook to Moros in the corner. Moros is going to drive. Moros, beautiful pass to Tadioka. Tadioka, nowhere to go. Gets it out to Cook. Pass is stolen by Recky. Great awareness by Recky, denying Tadioka the pass. Tadioka was really no man's land. Oh! Sexton gets a rebound on a Recky miss. I thought Recky is going to make that layup. A beautiful move by Recky. But so Tadioka gets his first foul. That's actually, I have two for Tadioka, so I think they missed that one. Either way, it's 18 fouls in the black shirts. Sexton, let's see if he gets the bonus. He doesn't. He misses, so Blackshirt's getting some breaks here on some missed Warhawk free throws on these one-on-ones, but let's see if we can convert these into points. Cook has the ball, gives it over to Robinson now. Robinson back to Check, top of the key. Check dribbling around. Oh, Kramer falls, gets to Moros. Moros back to Check. Check's going to drive. Gets Moros all along the corner. Moros takes three. Moros going to drive. Oh, the dish. It's Tadioka. Doesn't make it, but Cook's there to get the miss. Cook drives in beautifully. What a move by Tyron Cook. A double pump basket. And it's now an 11-point game with 1:10 remaining. 34-23. The Blackshirts fighting their way back. A long three. Oh, and it goes off. Cook knocks it away. He gets the rebound. Here come the Blackshirts in transition. Cook triple covered here. Robinson, top of the key for three. That's way off. And Sexton gets a big rebound for Arrowhead. Boy, if he made that. Clock ticking now, 46 and counting. Arrowhead may play for the last shot. They're back to a man defense. Bassett to the left wing. Long cross-court pass. To Leone, to Kramer, back to Leone. Leone just, oh, that should have been a travel. What a just by Bassett to Sexton. Heck of an assist by Bassett, but I thought he took a bus when he made that pass. 20 seconds and counting. Arrowhead up 36-23. Blackshirts will play for the last shot here. Now he's getting double covered. Gets it to Check. 5 seconds left. I think it's going to be Check. Check takes it. Check with the shot. Oh, it doesn't fall. That'll do it for the first half. Arrowhead goes to the locker room, leading the Blackshirts 36-23. A strong barrage by Arrowhead about halfway through the first half has been the difference in this game. But Blackshirts showing some good fight, knocking the lead from 17 down to 11. But Arrowhead puts it back up to 13. So both teams taking a break, and we'll take one here too on the Blackshirt Sports Radio Network. We'll be back.
High school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dadication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
They started from the bottom.
Start it.
Now they're the Classic 8 basketball champions.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team in.
And they're back. Catch all the action as we broadcast live and local. The Waukesha South Blackshirts. Defending their title in this year's campaign against the toughest teams in the state. Here on the Blackshirt Basketball Radio Network. Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Hey, so Johnny and I are going to go over some first half stats here. Johnny will do Arrowhead, I'll do South. But for South, Tyron Cook has 15 points. Ethan Check has 8 points. Guess what, Blackshirt fans? That's all the scoring. Great to see Ethan Check putting up those points. Made some really great plays, but we're not getting any scoring from the rest of the Blackshirt lineup. And we're going to need that if the Blackshirts hope to get back into this game. A lot of credit to Cook because he's been covered very heavily, especially by Mac Recky, probably one of the better players in the state. And Cook has managed to put 15 points up in the first half, so kudos to him. But the fact that we're not getting scoring from the rest of the Blackshirt lineup, it's a credit to Arrowhead's defense, but you know, we need to work the ball around, create some more opportunities, maybe be a little bit more patient on offense. Johnny, tell us about Arrowhead.
Well, it looks like Mac Recky's having a really hard time with your struggle, but I think it's
14
like
points.
Like, it's like 17 feet.
Yeah, you're right. It is 17. I stand corrected.
Well, like I said, I'm having a really hard time ciphering here.
Uriel's got 9.
Okay. Uriel's got 9. And then
Jace Gilbert's got 8.
Jace Gilbert's got 8. And
Garrett Saxon has the lone 2. So
really, it's one of those things where you've got a kind of a 2 or 3 quarter contribution. Arrowhead.
Yeah, so we just got to, you know, we're in a better situation than we were when we played them last time. So the key is I want to see more zone defense from Coach Richter. I want to see some better ball distribution and get some of those guys. The shots have been there for Karinko. Jack took a couple. Trey Duncan took one. But I think we need to create some more opportunities in the paint. Arrowhead's done a good job of that, the way those guys drive. And they've had some success against our zone. We saw some great passes by Villarreal and Bassett setting up the big guys, Gilbert and Sexton, for some easy twos. And you know, we got to find those. It's going to be tougher against a bigger lineup, but if we're distributing the ball and forcing that Warhawk defense to move around a little bit more, fill up the holes in the court, and find some of our own guys in space, try to tire them out a little bit, you know, we may have a good shot here going in the second half.
I can tell you what I saw.
Say it, Josh.
A lot of three-pointers that just, these guys are too open on the edge. You know, back in the corners, they're too. The passing is great by Arrowhead. They just got to figure something out there.
Yeah, we sure do. And I want to give a big shout-out. Our student resource officer, Officer Josh, is here from Waukesha Police Department tonight. And I don't know if he's here in an official capacity or as a fan, but we're really grateful to have him. There were some issues last year here when the Black Shirts beat Arrowhead, and I don't want to go too deeply into that, but I learned that there was not a student resource officer here on duty for Arrowhead. They may not even have them here at this school. So it's always great to see Officer Josh's smiling face and friendly disposition, as well as other Black Shirt families. My wife, Melissa, recently arrived after our daughter Kiara's basketball practice. The Moreau's family's here. Two generations of Moreau's parents and grandparents.
Well, this is so fun for this game.
So, again, because it's the last game of the season, it doesn't look like either team's letting up. Both Coach Hazy and Coach Richter are putting out their best lineups. Coach Richter's not going very deep into the bench. You know, Stout came in for a little bit. Trey Duncan got some looks. But I think, again, with this the last game of the season, and we got a playoff game a week from Friday, it'll be a great time against a great team to go deeper into this lineup and get some of our guys some touches here and some confidence. You know, last year in an opening playoff game, I don't know if it was the first game or the second game, we got into some early foul trouble. And Tommy Carinko came in. Tommy didn't get much playing time as a junior last year. Very few juniors got to play last year, except for the starters, Cook and Robinson. But Carinko came in, and he did a job early in the game that could have been disastrous for the Black Shirts with early foul trouble in the first half. But Carinko made a good contribution, and they were they had some like varsity Saturday games, so they play like backup teams from other schools. So Tommy's getting some good touches there. So, again, with really nothing to lose in this second half, in this final game of the season, be interesting to see what both teams come out with. And, again, Coach Hazy may want to give some of his seniors more time. It looks to me like they might have already had their seed. Well, they did, because there was no senior night here tonight. So it could just be another game in Coach Hazy's mind and in Coach Richter's mind. So the outcome of this game should not have any bearing on the playoff brackets that have already been created. So I could misspeak when it comes to Arrowhead, who I'm sure is a number one seed somewhere. So
there's a little element of risk here playing them the way they are. I mean, a couple of these guys get hurt. Keep player against first.
You got to worry about injuries. Yeah, absolutely. So both teams coming out, 1:20 before the tip-off. We'll take a quick break before we start the second half here on the Black Shirt Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Don Brown inviting you to get local with me every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, on my show, This Week in Waukesha, live from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. Local news, local sports, local people, local music and culture. This Week in Waukesha, every Saturday, 8 a.m., here on Walk Radio, 540 a.m., 101 FM. The show.
So this Saturday and this week in Waukesha, again, my guests are Carroll University head football coach Mike Budiseski, also known as Coach Buda, and his special teams coordinator, defensive line coach Garen Holly. And they'll be talking Carroll football as well as the first annual Garen Holly Opportunity Coaches Clinic for minority professionals looking for careers and looking for professional development in football coaching. So stick around. The fun starts at 8 a.m. here in this network, Block Radio. And you can also check us out on TuneIn and on the Civic Media app. And then a Facebook live stream here. So second half is about to begin. Recky, Arrowhead has the possession arrow, so Recky will inbound to Kramer to start the second half. Both starting lineups in for both teams. Bassich, Gilbert, Recky, Kramer, and Villarreal for the Warhawks. Cook, Robinson, Karinko, Check, and Morose for the Black Shirts. Villarreal gives it to a driving Bassich. Bassich brings it down with a dunk. His first basket. Bassett just fired up. That's a big start for the Warhawks. 38-23 is their lead. Cook now to Morose, left wing. Robinson, top of the key, over to, Karinko to Robinson. Robinson's going to drive. Robinson gets, what a shot by Robinson. Thought he got fouled there.
I thought he got fouled too.
Robinson finally gets a basket in, though. Great strength there by Robinson. Those are a couple of big trees he went up against. Villarreal now spinning in, nowhere to go. Kicks it back out to Bassett. Bassett's going to drive again. Great little dish to Gilbert. Gilbert misses, gets the rebound, puts it in. Great defense there by Karinko, but couldn't get the rebound. 10 for Gilbert. 40-25. 17 minutes remaining. Second half. Cook goes around a Karinko pick. Oh! Great defense there by Bassett. Getting a piece. Oh, and what a block by Check. Oh, no, that was Morose. Both players. Morose came down pretty hard here. We have a stoppage in play. It seems to be okay. So I think the no basket, a foul was called there. I didn't see who they called the foul on. Did you, Johnny? If it's Shea, it's, I don't think it's Shea. I think it's Morose. Well, it looked like Morose got all ball on that. Villarreal makes the first free throw. So that's 10 for Villarreal. 41-25 in favor of the Warhawks. Second one, yes, for Villarreal. So it's back to a 17-point lead for Arrowhead, 16-47 remaining. Cook has the ball going against the Warhawk man defense. Robinson has it over to Check, top of the key. Check driving, Check gets fouled. Oh, ball doesn't foul, but a nice drive by Check. He got a shoulder there. I think it might have been from Bassich. It's Bassich's first foul. Bassich playing a very physical game. Surprised that's only one of him. But he's been a force. Assist. Finally got his first bucket tonight on a dunk. First free throw by Check. And that's off the rim. Turn on the rim. Tough miss for the senior. It was 8 points so far tonight. Got to make these free throws, Johnny. This has been a weak spot for the Black Shirts. And Check misses both free throws. Bassich with the rebound. Kramer dribbling it up for the Warhawks. Guarded by Morose. Kramer stops. Gives it over to Bassich. Bassich driving at Check. Bassich with a beautiful left-handed layup over Check and Karinko. But Bassich filling up the scorecard with his second bucket of the half. 16-16. Robinson driving on Villarreal. Villarreal falls. Robinson misses the open shot. And they're calling something here. The ball hit part of the metal that holds up the basket. So goes to back to Arrowhead. So tough break there. Blackshirt's trailing now 44-25, 16-03. Robinson had an open shot. Bassett's along three. Yes! Bassett is a fuego tonight. In the second half, seven quick points. A dunk and a tray. And a beautiful left-handed layup. Good, over to Karinko. Karinko, oh, Karinko gets knocked away by Bassich, but Check picks it up. Check now going to drive. Check, going against Bassich. A beautiful layup by Check. Another lefty. Thought he might have had another foul there, but they didn't call it. Kramer has it now. It's a 20-point game, 47-27, 15-23. Oh, Aaron Pass. Check flight smart. Check has it. He gets it out, but it's taken away by Bassett now. Oh, beautiful dash, Muriel. Oh, can't make the shot. But he gets fouled by Robinson there. So you notice off of that scrum, Johnny. One Warhawk gets it to a driving Warhawk, gets it to another. Doesn't make the pass, but he gets the foul. And a chance for two more points here. Against what I'm sure is a good free throw shooter in Austin Muriel. As he gets nothing but that on the first. 12 points for him now, including three trays. And make that 13 now for the 5'11 senior. 49-27. Cook brings it up for the black shirts. Cook going to the right now. Gives to Morose in the corner, the right corner there. Morose guarded by Kramer. Gives it to Cook. Cook's going to take this one himself. Pulls up. Yes, from Tyron Cook over Recky. So 17 for Cook now. Back to a 20-point game. Over to Virial in the corner. Virial tries. Oh, can't get it to fall. Check gets the outlet over to Robinson, left wing. Back to Check. Left backboard. Back to Robinson, left wing. Robinson driving now. Beautiful move. Wow, what a spin move by Robinson. Switches to his right. Four for Robinson. It's an 18-point Arrowhead lead. 14-24 remaining. Kramer now over to Bassett. Back to Kramer. Kramer into Virial in the corner. Virial back to Bassett. Bassett's going to drive past Kringle. Bassett. Oh, can't get it to fall. A nice looking drive by Bassett with good defense by Kringle and denying a good shot. Tyra Cook now top of the key, guarded by Recky. Goes around a Kringle pick. Cook a dish. Beautiful dish, but it's blocked beautifully. Kringle shot by the smaller Kramer. Gives it Virial. Virial to Bassett. Yes. Virial from Kramer. Make that 16 for Virial. Robinson drives, beautiful movement, he gets fouled. He went in through three Warhawks, and one of them made contact. They're saying it's Virial, that's his third. So foul trouble is a thing, and it's not really with a 20-point lead. Arrowhead has it in the form of Austin Virial with three fouls, 13-46. But again, there's a 20-point deficit. Robinson can't make the first, so that's three missed free throws in a row, Johnny.
No, you got to make them, Don.
You really do. I'm reminded of in the Bobby Knight era, not that I like to talk about Bobby Knight much, but after losing a game at home, Robinson makes the second one, so five for Daniel Robinson. Knight made the team stick around, and they shot free throws all night long. I don't think they missed very many free throws after that, the remainder of the season. Recky inbound for Arrowhead to Kramer. Arrowhead up 51-32, 13-42 and counting, second half. Recky top of the key now has it. Back to Kramer. Over to Leone into the game now. Gilbert, back to Recky for three. Yes, for Recky! All alone. That's got to be 20 for Recky. 54-32. Cook goes around a crinkle pick. Nowhere really to go. Gets to Robinson. Now Robinson for a long three. Yes, from Daniel Robinson. Eight for him. So it's a 19-point lead. 13:07 remaining. 54-35 in favor of the Warhawks. Recky back to Leone into Bassett. Bassett's going to go in strong. Yes, from Bassett. Sweet touch from the big man. Nine for Bassett. Robinson underneath. Robinson gets blocked by Bassett there in the post. I'll let to Leone. Leone goes to the middle, and he gets fouled by Check. That's going to be three on Check. As Evan Stout and Tack Tadioka come in for Carrico and Morose. They give Carrico and Morose a rest. Let's see what Stout Tadioka can do. They've added an extra big man to the lineup. Against Maguanago, Johnny, they had all three big guys in there. That's such a beautiful dish. The sex in the basket and the foul. And they go against Stout. Let's see here. Basket counts. I guess Tadioka. That's three on Tadioka. Sexton has four. Chance to get five here. 58-35 Arrowhead. And he misses. Cook gets the rebound. Cook now. They're going against a 1-3-1 Arrowhead zone here. They brought this out in the second half last time. Cook now going to the left. Kicks it over to the right to check. Into Robinson now in the middle. Robinson for a long shot. Yes, from Robinson. That's a deuce, but a beautiful one at that. 10 points now for Robinson. All in the second half. Bassett's going to drive again. Spinning. Kicks it back out to Leone. Back to Sexton. Sexton looking for a cutter. Nowhere to go. He dribbles it out now. Heavy pressure, but they dish off to Bassett. Oh, and Stout gets called for the block. He didn't get there in time, Johnny. He's too close to the basket. I understand the call. When you're that close to the basket, they're not going to give you the charge. So two on Stout. He needed to get there sooner, and he needed to get there about 2 or 3 feet out from the hoop. Because there's a but the thing is, you're that underneath the basket, you're not going to get that call. You got to let the guy fall. Bassett misses the first one. Hey, this is my son we're talking about here, Johnny. Very objective here.
I'm backing the guy up.
Second one for Bassett. That one falls. So it's 59-37, 11-52 as Cook dribbles it up. And a whistle's being blown here. I don't know what that is, something?
Equipment failure.
Equipment failure. They had a laugh about it because he gave Robinson a friendly poke on the chest. I think he's got to go out for something. He might be bleeding or something.
His knee is
bleeding. Yeah, his knee is bleeding. You're right. Good call. So Bassett comes out. Villarreal comes in. Either way, it's a scary proposition, knowing how well Villarreal can shoot. Robinson will inbound. Gets it into Cook. Cook dribbling now. Cook's going to drive in. Gives himself some space. Can't get it to fall. Rebounded by Sexton, but Tadioka pulls it away. Oh, he gets blocked. Great job by Tadioka pulling away, but great recovery by Sexton blocking the Tadioka shot. Double coverage now here. Into the corner to Recchi, guarded by Robinson this time. Walsh in the game, guarded by Stout. He's going to drive on Stout. The layup, no good. Picky by Stout. But Sexton's there for the rebound and make. So 61-37, 11:07 remaining. Check's got the ball. Check going to the right backcourt, looking for an open man. A lot of movement on the black shirt offense. Like to see that. Cook now, left backcourt. Tadioka coming to set a pick on the right. Cook kicks it back out to Check. Check's going to drive. Good little spin. Nowhere to go. Gets it back to Robinson. So good patience by the black shirt. Robinson's going to drive. Gets past the rail. Check at the left. Stout had the hand of the rebound, but lost the handle and out of bounds on the black shirts. Robinson thought he was fouled. They were going up for it. As he was a little slow getting off the floor, Coach Richter gives him some pointers. So Recchi inbounds for the Warhawks. You know, this is the first game we've had in a couple of weeks because we had State of the Union for one game and we had a winter storm and another that was rescheduled at 2 o'clock the next day. So we're glad to be back. And then Tuesday night we had the primary elections. It was fun covering that, Johnny. As Sexton makes it on a beautiful dish. Eight for Sexton. 63-37. Check driving in. Check dishes it out to Cook. Cook, the left wing. Now he's driving. Cook's got some space. Nowhere to go. Oh, he tried hitting Teddy Younger, but stolen by Villarreal. Villarreal driving. Kicks it over to Recchi. Recchi with the over Check. Wow, that was a monster dunk. 22 for Recchi, 65-37. And Warhawk Nation is on its feet. Check driving, Check. Gets fouled on the floor there by Leone. Leone thought he had elbow. Tadioka will inbound to the black shirts. Was a non-shooting foul. Under the basket, Tadioka hits Cook. Cook pulls up for a long shot. Yes, for Tyron Cook. Nineteen for Cook. 65-39, 9:25 remaining. Leone gets away the travel dish to Villarreal. Oh, well, yes, to Villarreal for three. A big little fake move by Villarreal got him open. It looked like it was going to be a give and go, but he came back out. Check, driving check. Evan pounds with the handle, gets it back to Cook. Cook right wing. Cook goes around to Tadioka pick. Cook into Tadioka, back to check. Check for three. Oh, after him. And Cook fights for the rebound, gets it over to Tadioka. Check now, top of the key. Gives it to Robinson. Robinson starts to shoot, does it, comes back. Now he's driving. Gets it to Tadioka. Tadioka for three. That's off. Oh, and that's going to go off Arrowhead out of bounds. Oh, saved it beautifully by Leone. Recky has the ball. A no-look save it by Leone right in front of the black shirt bench. Gotta love that hustle. Long three by Recky. That's good. That's 25 for Mac Recky. 71-39. 8:15 is your time remaining. Cook, top of the key. Cook, door to go. Dish it to check. Check for three. And that's off. Rebounded. Oh, loses control. But it'll go to the black shirts. It's knocked out of bounds. Seemingly by Tadioka or Robinson. Recky will inbound. Bassich will come back in for Villarreal. Looks like his knee has been repaired. The blood has been clotted. Leone brings it in after the inbound from Recky. 8 minutes exactly left in the game. Leone over to Bassich. Bassich now going to the middle of the court. Double coverage. Bassich kicks it over to Leone into Sexton. Sexton double covered. Bassich. Recky. Oh, but great hustle by Tadioka. Oh, and a beautiful dish by Recky to Sexton for the deuce. A busy second half for Sexton now, 10 points. And a timeout by the timeout or technical? It's a timeout. And during this timeout, Calvin, let's take a station identification.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, we're back. Frank Hazicourt, Arrowhead High School. Johnny, as I was saying earlier, this is our first broadcast in quite a few weeks because of State of the Union, because of a winter snowstorm. And the primary election coverage on Tuesday night, which turned out to be a great night for a lot of people, and I really enjoyed the coverage, being part of that coverage team that was statewide. And looking forward to being part of a general election on April 4th.
Public media did a great job there.
They sure did. So, but hey, great to be back watching our black shirts in spite of the big deficit. But this wasn't unexpected, knowing how good Arrowhead is this year.
I gotta tell you.
And knowing they got blood in their mouth after getting swept by us last year. But say it, Johnny. Say it.
Well, I was here a few weeks ago watching the game, and it looks like a different
field. Yeah. Now, Johnny, you were blessed because South is playing crosstown rivals West and North. And these aren't very good years, especially for North. Oh, check it foul, driving the basket. That's on Leone. Check looks like he got tangled up with him, and he's his knee's bothering him, his left knee. He's still standing, but he seems to be in pain. I think they're going to try to get. Yeah, he's coming out. Charlie Morose is coming in. In for the black shirts still are Cook, Robinson, Stout, Tadioka, and now Morose. But yeah, they
different caliber.
Yeah,
definitely a cheer.
They sure are. Yeah, these are the thoroughbreds, Johnny. So, but a nice little layup there for the black shirts now makes it 73-41. Kramer into the game now for Arrowhead number 32, Jay Hazy, coach's son. Ozzy has it, driving in on Morose. Lose the control, stout points right next to the way, but Ozzy has it. Ozzy driving a beautiful little dish to number five, Jacob Loida, now in the game. 75-41. 6:43 remaining as Cook dribbles top of the key over to Robinson. Robinson to Grinko in the corner. Grinko back in the game. Looks like he's in for Tanioka. Cook now right backcourt. Pulls up for a long three. That's off the rim. Ozzy has the rebound. Kramer has it now. Going up against Cook. Kramer into Bassage. Bassage takes a three. Driving in. Pulls up. 8-footer. No good. Rebounded. Ends it up in the hands of Morose after some tipping around. Here comes Robinson. Top of the key. Robinson pulls up for a long shot. That's off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Recky. Back Recky. Complete game tonight, huh, Johnny? From the 6'5 senior. Recky going to drive in. Nope. Gets it out to Bassage for three. Oh, in and out. Stout with the rebound. Outlet to Robinson. Robinson now coming. 5:43 remaining. Robinson's driving. Kicks it out to Carrico. Carrico back to Cook, top of the key. Cook guarded again by Recky. He's driving. Great spin move by Cook. Puts it in beautifully. Recky fell. And the Blackshirts will call a timeout. A 30-second timeout here for the Blackshirts. So we'll keep it here, Calvin. And I imagine now I see James Smith checking into the Blackshirts. I think this is where we start to see some more of the reserves, giving them some touches here.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Blackshirts trailing 75-43 in a game that really has no bearing except for a good exercise going up against a great team. Congratulations, Arrowhead, for taking the Classic 8 championship. A title that belonged to the Blackshirts just last season. So Trip Walsh in for the Blackshirts now. We've got James Smith, Brighton Staub, and Trey Duncan, Evan Stout, Tommy Carrico remain in. So Kramer over to Leone. Leone, guarded by Staub, gives it to Walsh. Walsh, guarded by Stout, kicks it back to Kramer. Kramer drives in, misses off the front of the rim. Staub gets the rebound. Here comes Staub driving off to the right. Staub now coming to the middle. 5:04 remaining. Staub into James Smith. Oh, beautiful catch and a layup. Great little move by James Smith. The baseball infielder, shortstop. And he looked like a shortstop on that catch that came behind him from Staub. 75-45, 4:48 left in the game. Ozzy kicks it back out to Leone. Leone to Trip Walsh. Kicks it back out to Kramer. Top of the key. Kramer guarded by Duncan. Gets it out to Leone. Leone picks three. Driving in. Kicks it back out to Walsh. Walsh gets it out. Oh, now they got Leone for a long three. Sam Leone gets his first points in the game with 4:21 remaining. 78-45 Arrowhead. Great ball movement. Great ball control by Arrowhead in that last drive. And that's what we'd like to see from our Blackshirts with a mostly guard lineup. They got penetration. They kept kicking it out, passing up shooting opportunities. And Duncan gets fouled. He was kind of in the act of shooting, but he passed, so they're calling it a non-shooting foul. That's five team fouls. Fouls on Kramer. He's going to go out along with Leone and along with Walsh. And coming in is Andy Cochran, number 22, Tyler Carnell. And who am I missing here? Trying to get a number here. Stout driving, kicks it back out to Staub. Staub for a long three, off the front of the rim. Oh, good attempt by Smith, but can't get it. This is number 20. It's Tyler Davis rounding out this reserve lineup for the Warhawks. 3:34 remaining. A long three now from Hazi. Coach's son in and out. A great rebound, though. Can't get it to fall. Second chance. Oh, but he gets fouled. Great hustle there by Andy Cochran. I think Smith might have got him there. No, Pausigi Perez now in the game.